This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Upon taking office, I will issue a temporary moratorium on new agency regulations. My running mate, Mike Pence, and by the way, a great guy, signed a similar order when it came and became, and when he worked so hard in Indiana as its governor. This will give our American companies the certainty they need to reinvest in our community, get cash off of the sidelines, start hiring new jobs and expanding their businesses. So important. That's what it's about. I will also immediately cancel all illegal and overreaching executive orders. Next, I will ask each and every federal agency to prepare a list of all of the regulations they impose on Americans which are not necessary, do not improve public safety, and which needlessly kill many, many jobs. Those regulations will be eliminated quickly. In a competition with the world, and I want America to win. We don't win anymore, but when I am president, we will start winning again. Big league.
Well, no doubt some of these things that he touched on, regulations, which is huge. I mean, we have to look at creating an environment that incentivizes the right behavior in business, that rewards business, that creates jobs, gets these debilitating regulations out of the way. I'm not sure I agree with Trump when he says he's going to have the agencies offer up their list. You know, they don't get it. I mean, you're asking somebody to, kind of do brain surgery on yourself, Scott. You know, you need an outside entity to come in and evaluate and say, hey, this is what we've determined. You know, let's just take the 80-20 principle, the old Pareto principle, that 20% of anything gives you 80% of the yield. So no doubt there is lots of, double coverage. There's, as Tom Coburn had reported in one of his last waste books, there was over $400 billion in duplicative waste in the government. And so it has a model that has been consistent. And regulations, no doubt. I mean, look, if you have regulators, guess what they do?
Regulate?
Yeah, exactly. That's their job. You know, so they keep turning out regulation. I mean, thousands. I mean, just in President Obama's, reign alone, I mean, you look at all the regulations and you go, well, did we really need that regulation? Is it really helping? Nobody comes back after a regulation and says, well, yeah, okay, that one needs to go. Let's just go by the wayside. I mean, like Ronald Reagan said, this is the closest thing to eternal life is a government regulation. It just keeps on going. So, but to have the agencies themselves police themselves, I think it's a bit naive on his part. It's going to take an outside entity, somebody, again, like we've been saying, this country is in trouble. It needs like what you would call a bankruptcy CEO. These are guys and women who come into an organization that, they don't have the relationship. They're just looking at it from a bottom line standpoint, saying, hey, we got to cut this, we got to cut that. Whereas, the existing CEO, he's bought into the legacy and everything else, but it's not about the life of the business as it is right now. It should be the life of the country. That's the mindset, and those are the kind of people that we need coming into this government to get us back on track. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What we got to do when so many of us agree that we're on the wrong track, hey, let's get on the right track. After all, it's our money, our resources, the people that we've elected into office, that is their charge. Let's get this country back on track. That should be the mandate. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means we the people. We have got to get involved. We've got to let people know if they're doing a good job or a bad job. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been asleep at the wheel, and they've been happy to, you know, run us into one ditch after another. Well, Sarah Westwood on another topic is with us. It's always good to have Sarah, a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, previously covered local governments for the Marietta, Georgia Daily Journal. She received her bachelor's degree in political science from George Washington U. Sarah, how are we doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. You knew it was only a matter of time that the parents of, of the Americans that lost their lives in Benghazi were going to take a stand. I mean, with Hillary's insistence that basically, the parents were grief-stricken, they misunderstood, they're just not connected with reality. They're saying, hey, look, we're going to tell you how connected to reality we are. We're taking it to court, right?
Right. And that interview with Hillary Clinton that you mentioned, in which she said Patricia Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, one of the victims, must have misremembered her meeting with Clinton and misremembered what Clinton said about the nature of the attack. That seemed to be the final straw for Patricia Smith to push her to file this lawsuit along with the father of another one of the Benghazi victims. She has, though, been an outspoken critic of Clinton for years now. And as you know, her speech at the Republican convention, that was one of the most talked about moments of the entire week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I guess in contrast, on the Democratic side, of course, we had Mr. Kahn. And sadly, I mean, his son was... is a hero, and he got mired in the politics of this electoral process, and it makes me sad because it, in a sense, taints his memory a bit with his dad's, decision to kind of go over the line a little bit. What do you say?
Well, I think that was an unfortunate controversy for Donald Trump to wade into. I think that he should have left that one lie. And Hillary Clinton, to her credit, the way she handled the criticism of Patricia Smith was sort of something that maybe Donald Trump should exemplify, that she obviously acknowledged the overwhelming emotion surrounding that loss, and she just really didn't address it head on the way that Donald Trump sort of did with the cons. And there are a few differences here. I mean, Donald Trump was in no way involved with any of the decisions or policies that were in place at the time of the con's death, whereas Hillary Clinton led the State Department when this incredible tragedy happened in Benghazi that was in part the result of failed State Department policies. Does that mean it's Hillary Clinton's fault herself? Probably not, but it is more relevance to her involvement than with Trump's involvement in the Khan situation.
Exactly. Well, no question. I mean, Donald Trump hurt himself. Again, another one of those self-inflicted wounds brought on by somebody who's inexperienced and is learning. You know, this is kind of an on-the-job training course running for president, isn't it? I mean, you think about the number one job in the country, and this is a on-the-job training program with Donald Trump.
Exactly. You know, it's just he's going to run out of training days before these numbers are more or less set in stone and people have an image of him that can't be changed. So, Donald Trump does have to listen to his advisors and figure out a way to stop making these kind of mistakes at some point. But there's still time for him to make the pivot, and you see him trying to do that. I mean, in his economic speech yesterday, he didn't respond to hecklers. He stayed on message, reading from the teleprompter, and that's the kind of thing he needs to do from here on out.
Is it a fair question to Hillary Clinton? I mean, she says that perhaps Pat Smith, misremembered. Could she have misremembered what she communicated to Pat Smith? I mean, after all, she's there alongside her and President Barack Obama. She's alongside four draped coffins. One of them, supposedly was a friend in Chris Stevens. Was she distraught herself in realizing what was going on that maybe she misremembered? Does she have any plausible deniability other than just saying, hey, look, I'm not really going to, be asked that question. Nobody's going to ask her that question. Like, well, what did you tell Pat Smith that led her to believe that it was about a video?
There's just no way of knowing, legally, this is just really a he said, she said situation. In the court documents, one of the parents claims that he recorded the meeting in his diary at the time so that they have some sort of, markings from the actual time of the meeting, but it's pretty doubtful that would serve as evidence. And really, it's a bit of a stretch to hold Hillary Clinton personally liable for those kinds of damages, but it does, show voters that that's a loose end to the scandal that she hasn't quite tied up. And that's, the statements that she told the public versus what she said in private about Benghazi. She still hasn't addressed that contradiction head on.
And especially, you've been following the emails from day one. Are you? Is your brain bruised? From all the emails, the slow trip of all these emails you've had to process through, Sarah.
No, I feel like I've developed a very special set of skills reading emails that are useless in any other context. But I'm glad that the email release is over to date. So. That we probably won't expect to see many more Clinton emails coming out of the State Department.
Well, did you run across any emails on her Pilates classes or yoga classes or the wedding? Did you run across any of those?
I didn't. Those are presumably what makes up the deleted emails that are in custody of the FBI and are only just now being turned over to the State Department. And they'll never release the ones about the Pilates classes and Chelsea's wedding, because those are ostensibly personal in nature. Right. But any work-related ones that the FBI recovers and turns over to the State Department, those will have to be released under the same FOIA litigation that forced the State Department to publish the first batch of emails. So eventually we might get a window into those deleted emails, but don't expect to see them before the election.
The one thing, and you and I have discussed this before about the Clintons and particularly Hillary, I mean, they're really good at just, they'll fight this to the bitter end. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, put a Republican in there, they'd already been rolled up. they'd had the moving vans in, already out of town. We wouldn't be spending any more money on this stuff. Okay. But the Democrats and Hillary Clinton, it's like, oh, no. They're going to deny it to the very end until all of a sudden some blue dress shows up, I guess, huh?
That's the strategy that's worked for them so far. I don't know why they'd alter it after all these decades.
Well, why not, And Sarah has her article on the Benghazi parents filed lawsuit against Clinton, of course, in the Washington Examiner, parents of two Americans who were killed in the 2012 terror attack in Benghazi,
have filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, alleging her leadership at the State Department at the time of the attack led to their wrongful deaths and subsequent emotional distress for the family. Sarah, great job, great work. Sarah Westwood, I'm Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenup collagen protein shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you along with us. Mary McNair is with us right now, New York Times and USA Today best-selling author of the Butternut Lake series. What readers do not know, particularly about Mary, is she turned to writing when her son was diagnosed with autism and knew she had to do something to keep from falling apart and began to write a few minutes and then more every day. And she did it out of a donut shop, believe it or not. I guess that's a great place to observe people and, you know, kind of watch the hustle and bustle there, Mary, right?
Bill, I have to say, I am also a world-class eavesdropper. I have actually borrowed dialogue that I have heard in the donut shop and put it in my novels. So,
well, it is amazing how open people are. I mean, they come in with their smartphones, and they're in open venues, and they're just talking about stuff, and you go, well, I'm not sure I want to be involved with your date last night, you know? Whatever,
know,
you know?
It's
and
true. Well, especially since I am a woman over 40, that's all I'm going to say. But okay. I noticed that I'm basically invisible to high school students, college students, millennials in general. And so I really often do feel like not even the fly on the wall, like just I'm not even there, which is great for me.
Yeah exactly. I mean, the stories, like you say, and the inspiration that you get from people just living life.
I know. Well, one of my favorite regulars at the donut shop was a young man who I realized over the course of several weeks was juggling three different girlfriends. And I kept waiting for two of them to show up at the same time, but it never happened. So he was obviously doing it very skillfully.
So he's juggling. Well, you know, it's almost like you probably, at some point, you got to kind of violate that wall of secret and go, okay, give me an update. What's going on? Girlfriend number one, two, three. Curiosity would get to me sooner or later. I'd have to ask the question.
I know. Well, that's probably why you're doing what you're doing, right? And
exactly.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, Mary, tell us a little bit. You know, I hear about your son being diagnosed with autism. That is so difficult, and what you had to do, and you said for you, in order to cope, you know, you had to turn to writing, because all of a sudden, and it's not to say that you ignored your son by no means, but it's like you had to kind of, you know, get things together in such a way so that you could handle, right?
No, it's true. When he was diagnosed, I was actually getting I was in a graduate program. I was getting a PhD, and I was ready to pursue what I believed to be a sensible career because I'd always wanted to be a writer, but I just had never had the courage to do it. So when it became clear that I was not going to be able to finish my graduate studies, and also, you know, juggle all my son's appointments, plus, you know, all the work that my husband and I were doing with him, I thought, you know, I am going to start writing, if only to keep myself sane. And so I promised myself I would write for an hour a day. And, Bill, it was so hard. There was one day, I swear to God, I wrote in 12 5-minute segments. But I did it. I wrote for an hour. And and actually, the first novel I ever started, I started in the waiting room of my son's speech and language therapist's office. So that eventually, you know, fast forward several years, that was sort of the grandfather of the first novel I had published.
You know, for people that have not been around and directly affected by autism, what I hear from parents, yes, it's a struggle, but at the same time, they find it to be a blessing. The ones that are able to embrace the challenge of that and to be with a loved one, perspective on life in a way.
I mean, if someone had asked me before my son was born, you know, what is the most important quality, you know, you would like to see in your children? My husband and I now have two. I would have said, I probably would have said academic achievement, you know, and it really does, it reorders not just your priorities as a parent, but your priorities as a person, too. I mean, I think when this happened, I just became so much in touch with, you know, other people's pain. I mean, not to sound cliche, but I think it made me a much more empathetic person. And as much as I wanted to be a writer before this, I don't know if I could have done it, because really one of the things I explore in my novel are these kinds of personal challenges. I haven't actually written a character yet who has a child with special needs, but I eventually would like to do that. It still feels a little too close to home, but I feel like I've explored other challenges people have, and I do feel like I'm more in touch with that part of people, you know, that there's this moment in people's lives where they think, this is not how I thought my life would turn out. So I've written a lot about people like that. And of course, what's so wonderful about it is it's true. Your life is taking a dramatic turn, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be worse. It just means it's going to open you up to a whole different set of experiences than you thought you were going to have.
Exactly. And here it is. You're doing what it was that you set out to do. I mean, you wanted to be a writer. Okay, so you didn't get the PhD, but you're doing what it is that you want to do. And I sense, Mary, you're having the time of your life.
Bill, I'm having so much fun. In fact, right now I'm writing the fifth book in the series, and the main character is a young woman who's a librarian. And the reason I decided to make her a librarian is because after I published the first novel in the series, Up at Butternut Lake, I went to the American Library Association annual convention, which was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I had a blast. I thought, oh my God, librarians are so much fun. I mean, do you know any librarians? They were just rocking out, and I was like, okay, that's it.
Funny.
I have to put
that's
one
it.
In
that's
the
great.
Book.
Well, that's what happens. See, you get them outside of the Dewey Decimal System, and they're wild people. You know, it's just,
they
you know,
are. When, who knew?
Exactly. Well, tell us a bit about the space between sisters, love lost, growing up with an alcoholic parent, competition, secrets, and of course we got to throw in a cat in there too. I mean, not necessarily a librarian, but you got to have a cat.
Yes, right. I know. Well, I noticed that a lot of my fans are also cat lovers, so I thought, well, come on, I've got to put a cat in one of my novels, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, yes, there's a cat named Sasquatch, but it's about the relationship between two sisters. It's set against the backdrop, of course, of Butternut Lake. And, again, you know, it took me until the fourth novel to get to sisters, despite the fact that I have three of my own. So I am something of an expert on sisters, but it was really, it was hard to mine these relationships, because someone once said to me, what was it like growing up in a family of four girls? And I said, you know, someone was always crying. If there was one thing we did not lack for, it was drama. So I really had to dig deep, and I wrote about two very different sisters because, and I know your listeners out there anyone who has siblings will understand this, but you might be the product of the same family, but your coping mechanisms for being in that family are so different. So I write about these two sisters who are, you know, one is very controlling, organized, neurotic, and the other one is very free-spirited and kind of careless and, you know, just sort of blithely going through life. And I thought, you know, this is real. I have this in my family.
Well, and it's a blessing. You know, I mean, each of them, you know, brings something to the dance if the other's open to appreciate and apprehend the gift that one is blessed with. And we've only got about 20 seconds left here, but I want to give you a chance to tell people where they can go to get their hands on your book stay connected with you, Mary. Okay, please.
Yes. Well, I you can find me on Facebook at Mary McNear. And I also, you know, the book is basically available anywhere books are available.
And you can go to MaryMcNear.com for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You can see for yourself how to connect with any one of the 280-plus markets affiliates that we're associated with. Great to have you along with us to understand what's going on in this latest report. A business and home security firm is presenting an educational series on cybersecurity, and this is for Dallas-Fort Worth area communities. Protection One is a premier full-service business and home security company in the United States. Today announced the launch of Protection One Cybersecurity. It's the first comprehensive security offering for small and mid-sized businesses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, to share the threat of cybercrime, the threat cybercrime can have on the community, Protection One created a series of seminars titled Digital Defense Understanding Small Business Cybersecurity, and it just got underway last month. And here to explain more of the details with this is Michael Keene. He's the Vice President of Commercial Sales at Protection One Security Solutions. Michael Keene, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's great to be here, Bill.
Great to have you here. Let's, people hear more and more about cybersecurity. I mean, 10 years ago we heard so little about it, but it's becoming part of the daily vernacular, and especially with small businesses that we see what's happening, even on a larger scale for bigger businesses. But everybody's becoming more and more vulnerable to cyber attacks, right?
That's exactly right. We're seeing an ongoing trend where cyber crime is really on the rise. And the reason for that is just easier to attack more people using more of a formulaic approach to really cause some havoc on businesses. So we're really seeing a dramatic trend change for sure.
Well, your organization, Protection One Cybersecurity, decided to do something about it and to come along, you know, the businesses there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Explain to our audience what you're doing.
Well, Protection One has always been focused on servicing the needs of the customer from a security standpoint. We're really in the life and life safety business. And that trend that we're seeing is that a lot of small, emerging, and entrepreneurial businesses just don't, quite frankly, have the IT infrastructure like the large businesses. And the cyber criminals are viewing these businesses as softer targets. And we're likely to see 10 small businesses attacked for every large business. So that's why we're really trying to partner with a lot of the emerging businesses in our markets.
Well, how can these businesses stay ahead? I mean, that's the challenge, is staying ahead, anticipating the next move by these, you know, cyber attackers.
Well, Bill, it's a complicated topic, right? The idea of cybersecurity can be a little intimidating and daunting to many business owners. So the first step is really kind of engaging with their peer group and with, you know, the outlets like yours to try to educate themselves around cybersecurity, developing a plan and committing to at least an action plan. You know, one of the things we do with our business is try to focus security in four key areas: your network, your endpoint, your wireless security, and then finally having a strong disaster recovery plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that that's one of the huge issues, just that fourth point, is, you know, backing up your important data, right?
That's so true. I mean, there's a lot of folks that might be aware of words like firewall or antivirus, but there's a lot of different variations of what's available. So having kind of a robust and redundant approach that protects kind of a fortress around your business, the endpoint like your PC or any device that you hold your intellectual property on, how it communicates. I mean, Bill, so many folks are using wireless technology, whether it's guest Wi-Fi or your business Wi-Fi. But to your point, having a secure offsite location in the cloud that not only can store information but also automatically backs up your information, that's the best defense against a growing trend of ransomware, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more, you know, to that point, Michael, about what businesses and consumers do, what they can do to safeguard critical assets and their data. I mean, you kind of touched on it, but I want to give you a little bit more time to unfold that.
Well, when we say network security, the obvious default that many of us think about is just having a simple firewall, and that's a terrific first step. Oftentimes we have a lot of machines, servers, computers, or even our network that we establish comes with what we would call a firewall. But there's a big difference in terms of having just a simple entry-level firewall versus having one that's actively monitored and one that's running anti-malware software at the network level. And if you can combine that approach with some of the redundant layers of protection, like having endpoint software that, again, runs anti-malware at your PC or even protects your network in terms of how it communicates, that's where we believe we get the best protection for business owners out there.
Well, Michael, explain the key components, if you would, of Protection One's cybersecurity offering here.
Well, one of the things that we've done is we have the benefit of working with national companies and national accounts. And so we have a strong partnered relationship with the leaders in terms of the product manufacturers and the software manufacturers that are out there. And we're coupling that with a very cutting-edge service platform that we've always been delivering for decades. And so we can partner with folks like Cisco Meraki, with Bitdefender, with Deruva. These are all cutting-edge manufacturers in their respective space. And what we can do is confidently offer a small business industry-leading commercial-grade solutions, both at the equipment level, the software level, but most importantly, we can put it together in a very easy-to-consume way, Bill, where folks know that we're going to install it, configure it, and service it, and they have one person to communicate throughout that entire process.
Now, Michael, you are doing this educational series in Dallas and then also Chicago. When is Dallas's series going to start, and then when is Chicago is going to start?
So we have two future events right here in Dallas. We have a Plano event on the 11th of this month and a Fort Worth event on the 16th. The Chicago events start, again, this week as well. I guess it's 8/17 and 8/24. And what we're doing is really a kind of a unique approach. We're partnering up with the local chambers of commerce, local law enforcement, the FBI. In many cases, we have a lot of the governmental officials like the mayor or a state senator join these meetings, as well as Protection One and our product partners, to create a very collaborative approach to discussing digital defense. And we focus on certain topics like endpoint security or wireless security or, to your point, disaster recovery, just to make it a little bit easier for people to understand what it is we're talking about and create an action plan and some resources for them to leverage.
Well, Michael, for somebody, you know, hearing about this, you know, the CEO of an organization, you know, gets it right away. But if there's somebody else in the company saying, hey, boss, this is something we need to be aware of, how would you direct them to make sure they're communicating the right information about this educational series and the benefit that will result from their participation?
Well, the best place to go is simply just a website like ours, protectionone.com/cyber. All of the information about the events that you were speaking about, Bill, are located there. And a refresh of the four key areas of security protection. I think creating a common framework of words to use to say, hey, how is our network being protected? How is our wireless security or our wireless communication being protected? Allows for common language for folks to collaborate. Because to your point, an entrepreneur or the business owner oftentimes is not the IT expert. So creating some common language and then just simply asking, all right, what happens if my business was attacked? What happens if I was an independent physician and somebody seized my patient files? What would I do and how would that impact my business? Through these simple steps creates conversation around, all right, let's develop a plan and let's start acting on it today.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to ask the right questions, don't you? I mean, that's where it begins. Sometimes we just don't get to that point. You know, we're just so busy that nobody is really hitting the pause button to say, hey, wait a minute, let's ask a few questions here. And as you say, asking the right questions even before you attend this educational series, I got to imagine, Michael, would be invaluable for these businesses. Again, remind them where they can go for more information. We got about 10 seconds here.
Yeah, protectionone, it's the number one, .com. Protectionone.com/cyber has all the information for you.
Michael Keane has worked with Protection One Security for the last 5 years, servicing national accounts, commercial, and residential customers alike. Thank you, Michael.
As population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, however you connect with us, thank you for doing so. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Bill Borchardt is with us. He's the author of How I Became My Father a Drunk, and it covers all aspects of addiction and recovery. And also, Screen wrote the nationally famous film My Name is Bill W., the most watched television movie ever made and nominated for an Emmy in 1989, starring James Warner and Jo Beth Williams. Bill is a successful author of books dealing with addiction and pain. He began his career working first as a reporter for one of New York City's largest daily newspapers and for a major media wire service, and creating syndicated shows for radio. He became a talent management executive, producing box office hits like Kansas City Bombers, Serpico, and the acclaimed Dog Day Afternoon, starring Al Pacino. Bill Borchardt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine, and thank you for the invitation. Appreciate it. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, no, great to have you here. I mean, you're having all kinds of fun. You're, you know, bouncing back and forth between New York and South Carolina. You're 9 kids, 23 grandkids. I've got my 9th grandkid on the way. I'm here in Oahu right now. We're on baby watch, so. They induced labor on our daughter last night, and so we're waiting for the phone call any minute now.
That's fabulous. Wonderful. All the best.
Thank you very much. So I got a ways to catch up with your 23, but how much fun is that? And you got 9 kids. You've been a blessed man.
God is good, yeah.
Amen. So on this topic, How I Became My Father a Drunk. Wow. I mean, that's a topic to unfold here, Bill.
Well, I do a lot of speaking around the country, and I'm sure you do also. And I was at a convention in West Palm Beach, and I happened to mention, because there's a lot of gray hair in the audience, I started talking about my relationship with my dad when I was young, and how terrible it was because he was a terrible alcoholic. And but then he got sober, and I got sober, and we became very, very close. And the chairman of the convention later on told me, he says, I ought to put that into a book because it can help a lot of people. So I talked to my wife and my brother and sister and some other people, and they suggested the same thing, and that's how the book came about. And now I'm glad I did it.
Well, and that's a tough Yeah, and that's a tough thing, Bill, because you're opening up your life, and as you said, which I think, you know, speaks a lot of your character, is that you just didn't run with the idea. I mean, let's talk to the family. I mean, after all, you know, my story is your story, too. Is it going to be okay, right?
That's exactly right. And that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years is trying to help get out the word about that there is recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction, which is a plague in this country, and it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's not getting better. Really is. And so this book has gotten wonderful reviewers. I'm so, so happy about that. The critics say it's not a downer. They say it's inspirational. They say there's a lot of hope, some tears, laughter, and especially the miracle of recovery. And it shows families and people in the families that there is a way out. And that's what we need to get the word out about. There is a way out. And people can find through recovery a life beyond their wildest dreams is what I like to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've experienced it yourself, so you're a walking testimony. People can talk about a lot of theories, but you've lived it, and so you can speak from the heart of experience, no doubt. You note here, Bill, that 44 million alcoholics affect at least 8 others around them, over 200 million people in need of help. I mean, you're talking... two-thirds of the population of the USA population here affected by alcoholism?
That's right, and most of them don't know what to do about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why and others need to keep writing about it, getting the word out about it, and that there is places to go. There's wonderful 12-step programs that can help with alcohol and with drugs, and all I got to do is look in a phone book or call the hospital or the health department or go to their church. Some churches know all about it and find a solution to the problem. And it's incredible how it changes people's lives. It really is.
Well, I will say this based on my experience, a little bit that it is, Bill, is that some people say, well, I can go to church, but you need to be discerning about it because when you're looking, you're at that point where you're looking for an answer. You've got to really pursue that answer. And sometimes, you know, churches, although we want to think churches are the answer to everything, sometimes they're not, in all fairness. I mean,
I agree.
You know, so make sure that you're getting the right kind of, you ask the right questions, the answer, because it takes a while to get to that point. I've often said it's kind of like somebody drowning. If they saw that fight in them, you can't go in and save them or you're both going to drown. They've got to really hit rock bottom, don't they?
For that, Bill, is that there's still a stigma attached to alcoholism and drug addiction. You know, there's no stigma attached to cancer or heart disease because they're well accepted as a disease. But so is alcoholism or drug addiction. But there's a stigma. People are ashamed. You know, they still hide alcoholics up in the attic or in the basement, you know. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But they have to reach that bottom. They have to have enough pain where they're willing to do almost anything to get well, and the family to get well,
You know, and one of the contemporary thoughts and ideas that has come about, Bill, is the idea of tough love. And what I've determined is tough love is harder on the person who's not involved. I mean, you know, not directly, is not the alcoholic. It's the other person, you know. It's tougher on the ones that are detached from the direct intake of the alcohol, than it is on the other person, because it's a different worldview. It's a different reality that the alcoholic has than, you know, let's say, for lack of a better term, the normal family or the consistent family unit.
Yep.
Is that the case? Is that what you see?
Oh, that's what I see all the time. And that's the way it was in my dad's family and in my own family. Mm-hmm. The alcoholic and the drug addict, they wander around in their addiction, while the family is trying to figure out what's going on. They don't understand. They speak two different languages.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why sometimes the family, the wife or the husband or the children, they get sicker than the one that's addicted. Particularly emotionally, you know, and spiritually, they lose hope. They get depressed. They don't know what to do. I said about going to church, I just meant to go for information, to find out
where
to go for help. Yeah.
No, I understand. I'm just, believe me, I mean, I'm a Christian, and I believe that, I believe in the church and the power of the church, but I want people to have some discernment and understanding, because sometimes they might go to a church and go, well, you know, Bill was off. You know, both Bills were, you know, they're knuckleheads here. That doesn't work. I want them to understand that not everybody has everything. Sometimes you got to ask more than one question from more than one facility. So keep looking. I mean, and you might even try, first of all, by praying and asking God to direct your steps so that you find the right church and the right people that are sympathetic, that have had a history in dealing with this, right?
You just hit it right on the head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We got to reach out and ask God, higher power, for his direction. But
exactly.
Here's the problem, Bill. When we get that sick, and when the families get that sick, they begin to lose faith. They begin to lose a relationship with God. They've prayed so much, so often, and nothing's happening, that they lose faith. And but you know, that's why I keep writing and I keep making movies about this. I keep getting the word out there, and that's why I wrote this book. It wasn't an easy book to write, I'll tell you that. It was a book I believe that's needed for families to see that if they follow a 12-step program, you know, they can find a solution to their lives and the lives of their loved ones.
Yeah. And, Bill, what you're saying here is it's beyond the alcoholic. I mean, alcoholism affects the family, the basic foundation of the family unit, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. It creates a disaster in the family unit. That's why there was a lady, the AA... is a tremendous help to people, tremendous help. And so is Al-Anon. Mm-hmm. Al-Anon is for the families. It was founded by a lady named Lois Wilson back in 1951, and she suffered under her husband's alcoholism. He was the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill Wilson. Mm-hmm. And she realized that she was very sick from living with him. And so she put together a program called Al-Anon, and families should reach out to that, to the Al-Anon program, and they can get a lot of help from that.
Well, as you say, there's lots of misinformation and, you know, attempts to try to make this work and understandably what family members go through. What are some of the, you know, biggest myths here about alcoholism, Bill, that you try to clarify for people so that they have a fair shot at being successful?
Well, first of all, you know, it's so socially acceptable. That's what makes the disease so insidious. Mm-hmm. Because people who can drink, you know, there's only about 12% of people who become alcoholics because the bodily makeup is different. In other words, alcohol works differently in their bodies than it does with most people. Mm-hmm. And so there, most people say, well, why can't they just stop, you know? Why can't they just have a few? You know, why can't they just, you know, like as if you have control over it? It's
right.
Just like saying when you get a tumorous cancer, well, why don't you just ignore it and just go on with your life? You know,
right?
When you become addicted, that means you become powerless and you cannot stop. Once you have the first drink, they say one drink is too many and 1,000 isn't enough. Right. Now it's very difficult to understand, and that's the problem. It's difficult to understand. And that's why you need to go to get information and to get help.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for, you know, your faithfulness to pursue this, to educate other people. Again, we remind everybody of your book, How I Became My Father, a Drunk.
And if you need any more information,
can
I just mention that I have a website?
Yes.
It's William Borchardt, B-O-R.
Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut.